From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
North Korea launches three ballistic missiles, including a suspected ICBM, toward the East Sea. Seoul and Washington retaliate with their own missiles. The government expresses regret over the incursion of Chinese and Russian military airplanes into South Korea's air defense zone. And health authorities will strengthen efforts to prevent the monkeypox virus from entering the country. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. North Korea launched three ballistic missiles, including one believed to be an intercontinental ballistic missile, toward the East Sea on Wednesday. According to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the North fired the missiles at around 6 a.m., 6:37 a.m., and 6:42 a.m. from Pyongyang's Sunan area. The first missile is a suspected ICBM, estimated to have traveled around 360 kilometers at an altitude of 540 kilometers. Military authorities reportedly believe it may have been a Hwasong-17, which had failed a test launch in March. The second and third missiles are suspected to be KN-23 short-range missiles, with similar characteristics to the Russian Iskander. The JCS believes the second missile failed at an altitude of around 20 kilometers. The third, however, traveled around 760 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 60 kilometers. This marks the second time Pyongyang conducted missile tests since the Yoon Suk-yeol administration took office earlier this month, and comes just 4 days after the South Korea-U.S. summit held in Seoul over the weekend. The Allies' military authorities, in response, fired a Hyunmoo-2 ballistic missile and an Army Tactical Missile System, or ATACMS, missile into the East Sea to display their joint rapid strike capabilities. The last time the Allies carried out a joint response was in July 2017. President Yoon Suk-yeol has strongly condemned North Korea's latest launch of ballistic missiles, calling them a serious provocation. Yoon issued the stance following his first meeting of the National Security Council, convened earlier on Wednesday after Pyongyang fired three ballistic missiles into the East Sea. The top office noted that the launches were carried out before President Joe Biden landed in the U.S. from his 5-day trip to South Korea and Japan. Yoon ordered that practical steps be taken to activate U.S. extended deterrence and strengthen the South Korea-U.S. combined defense posture, as previously agreed by the two nations' leaders. The extended deterrence would involve a U.S. deployment of its full range of military assets to defend ally South Korea in the event of a contingency. Yoon called for a thorough implementation of sanctions on the North, including those imposed by U.N. Security Council resolutions, through close coordination with the U.S. and the international community. The top diplomats of South Korea and the United States engaged over the phone on Wednesday, exchanging views regarding North Korea's latest back-to-back ballistic missile tests. According to the Foreign Ministry, Foreign Minister Park Jin and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken strongly condemned the tests as a serious provocation, denouncing them as a threat to peace and security on the Korean Peninsula and around the world. They noted that such a provocation only serves to prompt the Allies to strengthen their combined defense posture and further isolates Pyongyang from the international community. The two ministers also criticized the North's expenditure of key resources on nuclear and missile development at a time when the North Korean people are suffering from the presumed spread of the COVID-19 virus in the country. Reaffirming the continuous reinforcement of the Allies' joint deterrence, Park and Blinken agreed to work together to push the United Nations Security Council to adopt new sanctions against the regime. North Korea appears to be preparing for a seventh nuclear test, which would mark its first since declaring a self-imposed moratorium null and void. According to the first deputy director of the National Security Office, Kim Tae-hyo, on Wednesday, the North tested a nuclear detonation device in a location separate from the Punggye-ri nuclear test site in apparent preparation for a nuclear test. Kim explained that while the likelihood of a nuclear test in the next 1 or 2 days is small, the possibility that it will occur at a time after that is likely. The official speculated that the braced for provocation may be a test by the North of the South's security readiness under the new Yoon Suk-yeol administration and a strategic message to the Seoul-Washington alliance following U.S. President Joe Biden's visit to the region. The government has expressed regret over the entry of several Chinese and Russian military airplanes into South Korea's air defense zone the previous day. A foreign ministry official said on Wednesday that the government expressed its regret to the Chinese and Russian sides through diplomatic channels and urged a prevention of recurrences. According to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chinese and Russian military planes entered the Korean Air Defense Identification Zone several times on Tuesday. The JCS said none of the planes violated South Korea's territorial airspace. China is said to have responded to Seoul's query on the incursion by saying that it was a standard exercise. Russia said it conducted a joint patrol with China and that the planes did not violate foreign airspace. The Yoon Suk-yeol administration has conducted its first reshuffle of general-level commanders, replacing the heads of all major military branches. The Ministry of National Defense said on Wednesday that General Kim Sung-yeom, the deputy commander of the South Korea-U.S. Combined Forces Command, was nominated to lead the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Kim will take office if President Yoon appoints him following a parliamentary confirmation hearing. When appointed, he will be the first Korea Military Academy graduate to head the JCS in 9 years. The government also announced new chiefs of staff for all three military branches, including Lieutenant General Park Jung-hwan, the vice JCS chief, who was tapped for the role of Army Chief of Staff. Vice Admiral Lee Jong-ho, the head of the JCS Military Support Division, was named Chief of Naval Operations, while Lieutenant General Jung Sang-hwa, the head of the JCS Strategic Planning Division, was picked as the new Air Force Chief of Staff. The government says it will strengthen efforts to prevent the monkeypox virus from entering the country by closely monitoring related international cases. The Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters devoted much of its meeting on Wednesday to the endemic disease. Senior Health Ministry official Lee Ki-il, who chaired the meeting, said the government is reviewing an expansion of the testing system to prepare for a potential entry of the virus into the country. 171 monkeypox cases and 86 suspected cases were reported in 18 countries, including the U.S., Australia, and several European nations this month alone. Health authorities asked people who developed symptoms such as a fever, headache, and blistering rash within 3 weeks of returning from an overseas trip to make a report to the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency. South Korea posted new COVID-19 cases in the 20,000 range for the second consecutive day amid a continued downturn in infections. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Wednesday that 23,956 infections were confirmed throughout the previous day, bringing the total caseload to 18,017,923. It marks the first time in 16 weeks that Wednesday's daily tally fell below 30,000. It has been confirmed that North Korea recently reported its COVID-19 situation to the World Health Organization. According to the WHO's weekly COVID-19 report on Wednesday, the North reported there were around 1.62 million fever patients and 23 deaths between May 13th and 18th. The regime shared data with international organizations about a week after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un confirmed the first case of COVID-19 in the country since the outbreak of the pandemic. According to the North's official Korean Central News Agency on Wednesday, cumulative fever cases in North Korea suspected to be COVID-19 have now surpassed 3 million. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 11.35 points, or 0.44% on Wednesday, closing the day at 2,617.22. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.